What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
From labradoodles to cronuts, the world loves a hybrid. So today, businesses are taking a smarter hybrid cloud approach using the tools, platform, and expertise of IBM. The world is going hybrid with IBM. Visit ibm.com/hybridcloud.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's our final day of coverage here, live from the winter meetings in San Diego. Craig Mish along with Bernie Pleskoff and, of course, Joe Pizzapia. Big stories happening here in San Diego. Gerrit Cole, now a member of the New York Yankees. We dive into that and a lot more as Fantasy Sports Today starts now.
From the 2019 baseball winter meetings.
Cole strikes out the side on 10 pitches.
This is Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Here it is! The Washington Nationals are world champions for the first time in franchise history.
Now, let's go live to the Hyatt in San Diego with your hosts, Craig Mish and former MLB scout, Bernie Pleskoff.
And good afternoon and welcome in. This is our live coverage of the MLB winter meetings here on FNTSY Radio and the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and Sports Grid as well. Thank you so much for joining us the past couple of days. We got one more day to go here, and that is today for the next 2 hours. You can chill out, sit back, relax, and listen to some great fantasy and reality baseball coverage with myself, Craig Mish, along with Bernie Pleskoff, former MLB scout, and, of course, Joe Pizzapia back at home base in New Jersey. Sean Guastamacchia producing this show, as well as Chris Pavona helping out as well. And the big story, of course, broke last night. We've had a very solid winter meetings, and we have a lot to get to here on the show. But Bernie, we start off with the $324 million contract, Gerrit Cole to the New York Yankees. Bernie, I'll start off with you. Your thoughts?
Well, here's the thing. The Yankees got their man. The Angels did not. I cannot believe Artie Moreno did not up the ante. But let's talk about Gerrit Cole. It's over now. The Yankees are better. The American League East is on notice once again. Here's the thing about Gerrit Cole. He can strike out any hitter and end any rally right now with his arsenal. That's how good this guy is. He is the best pitcher in baseball. He's going to be in pinstripes on the biggest stage in the game. And if there's anyone up to it, it's Gerrit Cole. Not everyone could pitch in New York. Not everyone can handle the pressure. And the media will be all over him if he stumbles at all. But he's the type of guy, he's as tough as nails. Craig, I've been in his presence. You do not want to go up with a bat in your hand against this guy. He's that good.
Yeah, and by the way, the $324 million given to Gerrit Cole, let's give some, and with all the bad things that are being said, let's give some of the credit, by the way, to the Houston Astros, because there is no way that Gerrit Cole comes off the seasons that he had in Pittsburgh and the lack of really development and success that he had there. Normally, Pittsburgh was a place in the past, especially with their pitching coach, Ray Searidge, who had taken pitchers to the next level. Well, great job by the Astros to get him into that position. He was the most dominant pitcher in the American League over the last couple of years. No question about that.
One of the reasons why is they really disdain the two-seam fastball. They really are four-seam pitchers. They teach that in their system. Guys that come in, even Verlander, did not pitch, you know, did not throw the two-seamer as much. That's big. And it really is institutionally baked in their recipe. They are one of the biggest metric teams, you know, out there that we know of. And getting rid of that two-seamer had a lot to do with Cole's success. And, you know, he was not with a winner with Pittsburgh. But I have to go back, Craig, and say to you, how do you trade Gerrit Cole if you're the Pittsburgh Pirates? Yeah, I know you don't want to pay him. But how do you trade a first-round draft pick who is, you know, otherworldly and get very little in return?
Well,
I still don't get
it. Well, they thought that Joe Musgrove was a good pitcher. They thought that Jason Martin was I like Jason Martin, but they thought that he still may be a good outfielder. But look, it obviously trades don't work out. That's part of the game, Bernie. You know that.
They just didn't want to pay him. Let's say
the Pirates don't want to pay anybody,
that's
Bernie.
Correct.
I mean, that's it. They wanted to pay Gregory Polanco. Okay, so Joe, your thoughts on Cole to the Yankees here from a fantasy perspective. Is he the number one overall pitcher taken in fantasy in 2020? Does this change any of your projections?
Well, look, I have him right up at the top anyway, so all this does is make me feel even better about him. I really don't care about ballpark factor or anything like that. Gerrit Cole's shown you he's the real deal, and this is not surprising that he ended up with the Yankees. Very reminiscent of that CC Sabathia deal. They needed a guy that was proven out there in the postseason. Sabathia had proven it with the Indians, and then that incredible run he had with Milwaukee there, where he basically put that team on his back and took him to a playoff. And they went out there and got their guy, another California guy like Sabathia too, and they need innings. They need somebody at the top of that rotation in the worst way. They haven't had two guys top 200 innings in that rotation for the Yankees since 2013, and those names were CC Sabathia and Hiroki Kuroda. So it's been a long time since they had some established guys at the top. Now they become the team to beat. They've weakened the Astros from a fantasy perspective. You know he's going to get run support. It's a pretty good defensive team still, I would say, for the Yankees. Still some things they can improve on, but overall, when you look at this move here, this was, to me, anticipated. I felt like the Yankees were going to go out there, get their guy. If you're going to pay an extraordinary premium, go out there and get the very best. I feel like they did that. It worked with Sabathia. Right now, he's 28. Strasburg was 30. That's two extra years. That's where you get that 9-year contract from instead of the 7. He's got that opt-out, which we'll see what happens with that. But at the end of the day, Craig, the Yankees got their guy, and it's hard not to argue that they are the favorite this year going into the 2020 Major League Baseball season to win it all.
There's one little caveat here that concerns me, and that's that right field porch. You know, he can give up home runs, and that's not a pretty place to face left-handed hitters. So I want to keep that in mind. I want people to understand that right field porch is, you know, sometimes death. And I think Cole can handle it, but it's not a perfect situation for him.
Yeah, a lot of the fun that happens is here at the winter meetings, even things that happened before the winter meetings. As soon as the Astros were eliminated, and the first thing that we heard for about 3 weeks is Gerrit Cole's going to sign with a West Coast team and prefers the West Coast.
He's a California guy.
That was a three-week conversation that ends.
Hey, I was among them. I thought he was going to the Angels, Damn. So I admit it.
But listen, it just shows you never know when.
And the Yankees always wanted him, Craig. I mean, they drafted him. He went back to UCLA. Everyone forgets that too.
Yeah. Well, listen, it worked out well for the Yankees for sure. We'll see if it works out in the long term. You never know how these deals are going to go, and we'll assess it in 3 or 4 years if he brings them a World Series. There's no doubt that that will work out. All right, the opening drive is up next. We're just getting started here live from the Manchester Grand Hyatt in San Diego. Our coverage of the winter meetings here on FNTSY continues after this short break. Craig, Joe, and of course, former MLB scout Bernie Pleskov. Don't go away.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice,
We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHOPE, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
We return live to the Hyatt in San Diego, California for Fantasy Sports Today at the Baseball Winter Meetings. Here are your hosts, Craig Mish and Bernie Pleskoff. Fantasy Sports Today presents...
First play from scrimmage.
The opening drive.
The first play of the game.
Caught the opening play and all the way for a touchdown.
And welcome back to the opening drive here on Fantasy Sports Today. We're live at the MLB Winter Meetings in San Diego, California. Thanks so much to everybody who's been listening the last couple of days. We've certainly had a lot of fun doing it, and we are going to continue to do it today. Bernie Pleskoff, Craig Mish, Joe Pisapia, it is the opening drive, and normally we cover a lot of football here on this show, Bernie, and I'm getting ready for my fantasy football playoffs coming up this week. A big week for me for sure, but let's dive back into baseball and use a baseball story for a football theme, and we turn it over to you, Bernie, for first down.
Yes, gentlemen, Nomar Mazara has been traded to the Chicago White Sox. They were looking for two left-handed hitters. They got their first one in Grandal, who's a switch hitter. Their second one is Mazara. And here's why I like this trade. First of all, he's only 24 years old. People think he's been around a long time. He's 24. The presence of Jose Abreu on that club should help Nomar Mazara reach his potential. Abreu is fantastic in the clubhouse. He is great with young players. That's one of the reasons Abreu got that lengthy contract. They know his value. He is like a second coach to them, another manager. But especially with Hispanic players, he can take him under his wing. And I think you're going to see tremendous upside realized for Nomar Mazara. I'm going to target him now. That's a nice playpen for him. Nomar Mazara just went up in my mind in fantasy.
Interesting note there, especially to see if they can get the most out of Nomar Mazara, which is something we've said now.
No, he's only 24.
For 2 years, yeah, we've said that. Very likable player, but we'll see. We'll see if that will work out for the White Sox, who, by the way, cannot be done with this offseason. They got a long way to go. All right, so that's first down for me. I'll go to second down here. A signing that we haven't talked about yet in the first 10 minutes of the show. Didi Gregorius,
yes,
who signed after our show was over yesterday. He ends up going to the Cincinnati Reds on what would be called, I don't know, a pillow deal, a 1 year deal, a show me deal,
Philadelphia.
Yes, but what kind of deal?
You said Cincinnati.
Cincinnati Reds. I said. Did I say Cincinnati
yes,
Reds?
Did.
Okay. Well, that was wishful thinking. He signs with the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm off and running here.
He started his career with Cincinnati.
That's what I would pokey Reese. No. Okay. So Philadelphia. So the Philadelphia Phillies. So he signs a 1 year deal with them. He will play shortstop. They're still looking for a third baseman. Bernie, the fantasy aspect of this, I think that this is a great spot
for
him in that park. Yeah, great lineup. Bryce Harper, JT Realmuto, Rhys Hoskins.
Is he healthy?
Well, we don't know the answer to that, which but he did not accept the or he was not offered the qualifying offer by
that's
the Yankees,
correct.
And that would tell you something about Didi Gregorius. So
that's
for fantasy, I think they got to use a little caution. It's a great spot, but when a team does not offer you that one-year deal,
what do they know that we didn't?
What do they know exactly? So Didi's a very likable player. He's in a great spot. I would say that if you wanted to set his Vegas total of over-under on his home runs this season, you'd put it somewhere in the 20 to 25 range. I think that's probably fine, expecting another 30 or something like that, probably unrealistic. But the Phillies are back all in on another year.
And he's back with Girardi. I think that's really important that Girardi will know this guy. And the Yankee background that Girardi has, I think it's going to help Didi. But, look, the guy is a good defensive shortstop. He's got a cannon for an arm, at least he used to. I think this health issue is important to watch, and I think the Phillies probably have gone over the medicals or will before the ink dries, but it's a good sign. It's a good sign for the Phillies, and it's a good sign for Didi. He took 1 year because he wants to reestablish his value.
All right, so that's second down. Let's turn it over to Joe Pisapia for third down, Joe.
Absolutely. One quick note, too, that shortstop market next year has got Lindor, Correa, Carlos Seager, and Trevor Story in it. So 1 year makes sense for certainly for the Phillies. They can go back into that shortstop market again next year if they want to, if they don't get what they want out of Gregorius. For me, third down is Madison Bumgarner, if you can believe it. Apparently, there's discussions, according to Ken Rosenthal, about Madison Bumgarner talking to the Dodgers. And I don't know, guys. I mean, I'm thinking like, with the time that Wade Boggs went from the Red Sox to the Yankees or Roger Clemens. I'm trying to think of guys like that that were such historic figures in their franchise going to their rivals. And baseball doesn't have nearly the hot rivalries it once did in the 70s and 80s and even parts of the 90s. But to me, this one is still pretty hot. And I don't know, could Madison Bumgarner actually do that? Could he leave the San Francisco Giants and then go to the rival Dodgers after all of those years and all that bad blood? I don't think it's going to happen, but it sure is fun to talk about.
Did the Dodgers general manager leave the Dodgers and go to the Giants?
I think he did. But he's not on there in the field competing against those guys. You know,
right.
We know some of the choice words that go back between those dugouts some years.
It's still the Hatfield and McCoys for those who were my age.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you know, I like
Bernie, expand on this one. I don't know. I don't see it. And
I don't see it either.
Yeah.
But anything's possible. I think he wants
to
win.
Yeah.
And I think the Dodgers have a shot to win. I don't know. I said to you before the show, this is one that I have no target place for. I told you that Bumgarner loves Phoenix. He owns horses in Phoenix. He's very happy when he's in Phoenix. However, they're not ready to win, so I don't think he goes to Phoenix. But this is a guy that you can't predict. I will tell you this. The people I talk to say he does not want to be a mentor. He doesn't want to be a second pitching coach. He wants to go and win. He does not want to help young, you know, not that he wouldn't, but he's not going to a place to be the guy that the young kids come to and say, show me how to throw this curveball. You know, I just see this guy as one of the greatest pitchers that I have ever seen. That Kansas City Giants World Series was epic for me. There's a lot of innings on his arm. A lot of innings. He's you know, he's got a lot of wear and tear, but he's still a great pitcher.
Yeah, I to expand on this a little more, as I said when we were on the previous show, the Dodgers, I think you brought up a good point, Bernie, here, and I'll expand on third down. The Dodgers are doing a phenomenal job at pushing the market up on these players.
That's right.
Bryce Harper.
They did it.
Manny Machado.
Right.
Gerrit Cole, maybe. We don't know how far deep they were down the road. Until the Dodgers do that and spend the $300 million, you know, they did extend Kershaw.
Right.
But until they do that.
They didn't have any choice.
Of course. But until they do that, Bernie, I don't see it. I don't. And look, I could see Bumgarner in a second saying yes. I don't think the Dodgers are real on it. I don't think they're real on him. I don't think they're real on Rendon. You know what I think they're real on? The guy you mentioned, Gavin Lux. I think they're real on finding the guys in the international market, developing their own players, and using that to extend their own guys. That's it.
Right. You know, and they're not going to part with Gavin Lux either.
No.
I don't think they will.
No, of course not. And so on fourth down here, we have about a minute to go, Bernie. MLB is investigating and now has released some of the information on the investigation on whether the balls are juiced or not,
yeah,
Bernie.
Right.
And, boy, I mean, that's a hard read for me to try to dive in and figure out. I mean, look, the bottom line is for fantasy, we do kind of need to know
what's
going to happen.
It's all in the seams? Are you serious?
In the drag?
Yeah. Well, they're saying the seams are inconsistent. You know what? It seems to me that it's a little bit more than that, okay? I'm just going to tell you, I think the cork is different. I think everything about it is different. Oh, by the way, they own the company that makes the baseballs.
Yeah, they took over Rawlings 2 years ago, I think, if I'm not mistaken. All right, so that's the opening drive here on the show. We'll take a quick time out here on the program just to kind of give you an idea as to what we have planned for you. A couple former big leaguers are going to be on our show today. Stolen base champion and rookie of the year, Vince Coleman, will be on our program in about 20 minutes from now. I had a chance to catch up with him one-on-one. We're expected to have from MLB Network and former Mets all-star Cliff Floyd. World Series champion will join us around 10 o'clock Eastern, so that's 10 o'clock Pacific, so that's 1 o'clock Eastern as well. But all the latest from the winter meetings, I got a story here that I just put out a couple minutes ago. We'll dive into that next. Could Eddie Rosario be on the move? That's what I'm here for, to help you guys out in reality and fantasy. We'll take a quick time out. FST continues next live from the MLB winter meetings at the Grand Manchester Hotel, Grand Hyatt Hotel here in San Diego. Don't go away.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHOPE, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. HOPE will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHOPE, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. HOPE will persevere.
Sports Today live at the Baseball Winter Meetings in San Diego, California. Here are your hosts, Craig Mish and Bernie Bleskoff.
All right, welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today live from the MLB Winter Meetings in San Diego, California. We are at the Grand Hyatt Manchester Hotel, and Bernie Bleskoff here with me, Craig Mish. We got Joe Pisapia back in New Jersey. We're covering all the latest news and notes in fantasy and reality, trying to take the reality of the winter meetings and dive into the fantasy aspect of it. We've talked about a couple of the moves that happened yesterday. Gerrit Cole going to the New York Yankees. Didi Gregorius, as I correctly said the first time, don't correct me, went to the Philadelphia Phillies, right? I think I said the Reds, yeah, the Philadelphia Phillies. Both red teams. Just got the jerseys messed up here. Nomar Mazara to the Chicago White Sox. The other move that happened while we were off the air yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, Bernie, was Kevin Gausman signing a one-year deal with the San Francisco Giants. And $9 million. Kevin Gausman was the darling of every sneaky fantasy analyst over the last couple of years, waiting and waiting and waiting for this guy to bust out. I don't know why. I don't know how. I've always said that I try to keep my comments about the players from a respect point of view to a minimum, because I have to see these guys in person. So for me to say this guy sucks or this right. guy's bad, it's like very easy for a host on the radio to say it. I got to see these guys, you know,
understand.
And so I can't do that. But this guy, Kevin Gausman, should never talk to me ever again based on the based on the things that that's like the one guy I think that honestly the last few years probably shouldn't. But look, he went to the Braves, did a good job of the bullpen. The Giants are saying all the right things. They're saying, oh, no, he's $9 million. I mean, we're going to use him
that's
in the starting rotation. I talked to somebody yesterday who told me, yes, the Giants will probably give him an opportunity out of the gate as a starter. Mm-hmm. The Giants are very bereft in starting pitching right now. Cueto will start, Jeff Samardzija, Gausman probably the third guy in the rotation, but also said to me, if it doesn't work, is it reasonable for this $9 million guy to be a phenomenal bullpen closer type if it doesn't work? And I said, well, you know, it's something I didn't really think about. Farhan Zaidi is a very intelligent guy when it comes to doing these sort of deals. So, Bernie, what do you see for Gausman? I will not buy in on fantasy again. I don't care what happens and where he goes. I'm just not sold on him. But that being said, what do you kind of project? Could he start the second game of the season, third game of the season for the Giants? Will he stay in the rotation the whole year? Is he a guy that they get now and then flip on July 31st?
Well, first of all, I'm not convinced that Cueto is 100% healthy. So, you know, that's a question mark in my mind. But Gausman does give them an arm, and they need that desperately. But if he doesn't work out, there's always the Orioles that they could trade him to. Because, you know, he'll be a star with the Orioles. Let's face it, you know?
Joe, Gausman, any interest, reality or fantasy for you?
Look, you know, one-year deals are always intriguing because you're looking for a guy to build up value. It's a positive ballpark factor. I think if you're in those 20-team leagues, you're always looking for arms. Maybe you throw a dart at the end of, you know, this is one of these guys, you know, we talked about what does spring training mean? Not much. But this is a guy that if he has a good spring, that could certainly get into that dart throw category where you pick him up in a deeper league and maybe you play him in matchups. And maybe you get a couple good starts in April out of him and you could flip him for something more useful in a package. I'm not expecting much, but look, this is a guy that unfortunately the Orioles just bounce back and forth between the bullpen, between the rotation, between AAA, between the big leagues. And, you know, they were unwilling to take their lumps and let the guy just stick in the rotation. I think it hurt his confidence. Maybe it's a scenario where he gets his health and his confidence back in San Fran. There's certainly not a lot of pressure on him right there. So maybe stranger things have happened. We'll see. But right now, he's a dart throw at the best.
Park factor's huge here.
Yeah,
it really is. I mean, every pitcher gets a boost when they throw half their games, you know, in San Francisco. And it could happen with this guy. So I think he's an NL-only guy right now, but I could be wrong, and I'll see him in spring training.
Yeah, and look, this is part of what we do, and when a signing happens, we come on the show and we talk about it. Not everybody is a gem. You know, there are some players that are going to be only league types, and Bernie brings up an excellent point, because somebody in an NL-only league this year, and I'm in the big NL-only ones too, Towers and the like, you know, you throw a $2 bid on a Kevin Gausman, you have him on your roster, you give him five starts. If his ERA is six, you bid him farewell. If his ERA is four,
right,
you carry the innings and compile him. Right. But look, that's kind of where he's at. Another player who is in the Gausman type, by the way, and I'm familiar with his situation, who's also a free agent who is looking for a similar type deal as Michael Wacha, who's a free agent of the St. Louis Cardinals. As you mentioned, health is going to be a concern always with Wacha because, you know, he has broken down in the past. But I would think 20 starts, 25 starts would be reasonable for Wacha. He is on the market right now as well, looking for a one-year type deal, maybe in the range of where Gausman got. Maybe not quite as much at $9 million, but maybe a $6 million with a lot of incentives built in that could get him to that point. So that's another name to keep an eye on.
That's a great name. When I first saw him, I thought this guy had, you know, star written.
Phenomenal.
All over. He was really good. He had a great arsenal. He could get guys out with a changeup. He could throw a breaking ball. But, you know, you have to stay healthy. And he did not stay healthy. And I don't know who's going to pay $9 million. The reward is great, but the risk is great as well.
Yeah.
And you meet a fantasy for me is risk reward, just like baseball is. It's all risk reward. Take a risk on this guy, the rewards could be great, or you don't take the risk. That's it.
All right. So another little piece of news here from what I'm hearing. We can dive into this since we're live here on the show. The Twins appear to be active and interested in dealing Eddie Rosario from the Minnesota Twins.
How can you trade Eddie Rosario? Look, this guy is one of those underrated baseball players. He is so good. He's one of those wrist hitters that I try to get him on every team I have because I know he's going to produce. And you don't talk about it. You know, in general, I would say people don't talk about the Twins players enough. They are really good.
Yeah.
How do you take this guy out of that lineup? I don't think you can do it.
Well, here's the question, Bernie, is that I don't know that I can't speak to exactly what with the Twins, but let me read through the tea leaves here. Twins are going to be on a limited payroll threshold. We know that. Maybe the asking price.
Except they're going after Bumgarner.
Maybe they're not,
so that
Bernie.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Bernie, maybe they're not.
Maybe they're not.
Maybe they're not. Maybe what we're hearing is not true, which is
correct.
Entirely
it's
possible.
Very un-Twins-like.
Right. But let's say Madison Bumgarner, they've offered him a two-year deal. Okay? And let's say somebody else has offered 100. They're out. Maybe they're looking at the market and saying the only way that we're going to be able to acquire
a pitcher
is by moving one of our batters. And by the way, we hit 300 million home runs last year, and we led the league
in home runs.
So I'm diving in based on when the Marlins end. This is kind of what I'm surmising here. Okay, so the Marlins have talked to the Twins about Eddie Rosario, but they're asking for the Marlins' best player again. So this is what happened with Mazzara also. The Marlins are not trading Sandy Alcantara for Eddie Rosario. That's not happening. So, Joe, I mean, Rosario's a nice player for sure in fantasy. And look, he could certainly hit 30 home runs. It pays to do your due diligence. And by the way, I want to be clear on one other thing, too. Knowing, and Bernie, you know this, you've been in these rooms, too. I don't indict any team for asking for a certain player. You never know when you're going to ask.
Well, let me just say this. You ask, okay, and then you whittle it down.
Of course.
Okay, so you won't give us X. Oh, you know what? We'll settle for Y. And Y is who we had in our mind all along.
Right. And by the way, it couldn't in the past, when you think about this too, in speaking to the Marlins' point of view, asking a lot of times got the deal done with the Marlins because the owner was very heavily involved.
Right.
And when you ask for Luis Castillo from the Florida Marlins at the time, who was a young player coming up in the organization.
Or Christian Yelich.
Who knows? Maybe somebody will say yes there.
Exactly.
So it doesn't hurt to say yes. So I don't think that this is realistic for Miami, but Joe, it does seem like if the Twins can go on the cheap and get a younger higher-end starting pitcher as opposed to having to sign Bumgarner or sign Dallas Keuchel because there'll be competition for him, maybe this is the way to go. But, Joe, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, look, I think Rosario is a guy that, as Bernie agrees, I'm sure, is a very nice player, obviously a very good hitter, a very undervalued, underappreciated hitter who doesn't get talked about enough because where he plays and also because he's got guys around him that get more hype. Nelson Cruz is, that guy still that gets a lot of attention. But Rosario is really kind of that straw that stirs the drink, as they say.
Right.
And when he missed time last year, you saw it. It took its toll on that lineup. And when he came back, all of a sudden that lineup started getting good again. I'll say this. I think it makes sense for the Twins looking at it. They need pitching in the worst way. If they can move Rosario, bring back some pieces in that, or a pitcher in that kind of a deal potentially, then you can pivot because in that pipeline, they've got Alex Kirilloff, who's a really nice young player, and also Trevor Larnach. Those are two guys in that pipeline for Minnesota that are very good, have played so far very well. Larnach had a good year at AA last year. Kirilloff starting to come on too. So those are two guys that they're looking at. Last year, 94 games for Kirilloff in AA, and he had a good season, not a great season, but they're very high on him. And if he continues to go at this pace, you're looking at guys that in the next year or so, you can have replace the productivity, hopefully, or a certain extent of it, of Eddie Rosario. And in the meantime, maybe you can patch it together with a Domingo Santana, with somebody else out there on that free agent wire right now until those kids are ready to take over and adjust pitching in the meantime.
Craig, does Caleb Smith get it done?
They did not
ask
for him.
That's not a bad deal for both of those teams, actually.
Could he get it done?
He's the only left-handed pitcher in their rotation.
Yeah, but you get a Rosario.
That's not a bad deal for either team. I'm just saying that's a good one.
I don't think Eddie Rosario is getting traded to the Marlins.
I don't either. I said that at the beginning. I don't think you can.
But
do
it's
that.
Nice to talk about
it and stir it up. Is.
That's what we'll do here. But they have talked. I mean, that's a fact.
Yeah.
But beyond that, I can't tell you that the Marlins are going to trade Sandy Alcantara for him.
That's not going to happen.
The front line kid in your rotation who threw 200 innings last year. I mean, sometimes we have to look at things deeper. And this doesn't speak strictly to Sandy Alcantara, who, of course, I'm a fan of. The difference between fantasy and reality is as follows. In reality, if a guy's ERA is in the mid-fours and he's throwing 200 innings, they'll take that any day of the week. Innings are so important in Major League Baseball. You got to have it. We'll be back with much more. Vince Coleman joins us next here on FNTSY. Don't go away.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHOPE, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. HOPE will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
And now we return live to the Hyatt in San Diego, California for Fantasy Sports Today at the Baseball Winter Meetings. Here are your hosts, Craig Mish and Bernie Pleskoff.
And we're happy to have Vince Coleman here on the show, former Rookie of the Year, of course, great with the St. Louis Cardinals, New York Mets. And Vince, thanks so much for being part of the show today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Great to be seen here in lovely California, San Diego.
All right. Before we get into baseball here, I know that you're a very big football fan as well, and big fantasy week for me. I got to make some really big decisions. I may have to lean on you for these.
A lot of people don't realize that how I was submitted to go to college was on a football scholarship. You know, out of high school, I walked on, didn't really have a college to go to, but my mom told me I wasn't going to be a product of my environment. So you're going to school, boy. So while I was there, I say, okay, I'll walk on the football team. And I tried out for the football team, and I became All-American punter place kicker. I had a cousin in the pros, Greg Coleman, that punted for the Vikings for like 10 years. And I was following his footsteps. And that was my inspiration, is to be a punter and place kicker. I was brought into camp in 1982 by the Washington Redskins. Bobby Bethett was the GM. But when I made a mistake, when I got there, I ran back-to-back 4.29 40-yard dashes. And he was going to make me a wide receiver. And I said, well, you got to let me punt a little bit there. But in 1982, they had a kid named Jeff Hayes that went on to win the Super Bowl that year. And he was a punter. He averaged 36 yards. And I always say that if I had was given an opportunity to punt, because I carried a 43-yard average in college, but never got that chance to really play in the pros. But that was my ambition, was just to be a punter in the NFL. So I'm a big football fan, and so I watch football every day religiously on the weekend. So, you know, you having that fantasy camp, that fantasy league there, you know, so I would love to be a part of it one day. So keep me posted.
No, I will. I'll get you in the league for sure. One of our leagues next year, no doubt about that. You know, when fantasy baseball is very popular as well, and I gotta say, historically speaking, I mean, there was Ricky Henderson, and then there was you in terms of stealing bases, and honestly, you took that thing to the
only because Ricky was in the league before me. It was Ricky, then me, you know. Yeah. Then I kind of caught up with him.
Yeah, but come on, but you took stealing to the next level, and so this is what everybody wants to know in the reality of baseball, and why you're not coaching this. I don't know, and I don't get it. No one wants to steal anymore. No one's interested in it. year-to-year basis, it doesn't happen. Don't look at me like that. It's going away. No one. Forget about stealing 100 bases. That's long gone. That's long gone. But we can't even find guys to steal us on a consistent basis 40. Like, there's one guy or two guys, and the days of that are just gone. What's going on?
It's the want-to factor. It's how many guys want to do it. You know, I say this. Knowledge builds confidence. Confidence makes you play fast, and when you play fast, you kick ass. So those are some of the things that I learned early in my college days. And especially when I got into the pros, was that Don Blasting game taught me the nuances on how to dissect, analyze pitchers, capitalize off their mistakes. So going into that ball game, I knew when Jim DeShays, Bruce Hurst, Zane Smith, Frank Viola, Fernando Valenzuela, I knew when they came set. And I'm talking about left-handers, when they was going home versus going to plate. So imagine if you was a hitter, and you knew a fastball was coming versus off-speed pitch. You know how confident you was. You know, so I tell all these young kids that all the confidence you have coming out of high school when you was in Little League, now the same confidence, I need that same confidence once I get on base. You know, so, but the thing is that guys come out of these club balls and travel teams. Base running is not emphasized. Base stealing is not emphasized. There's more emphasis put on the launch angle and exit velocity, how you play defense and hit home runs. But, you know, I'm the how-to coach. You know, if you come to me and want to know how to steal bases, I can teach you how to separate and gain distance on the first step. I can teach you how to read pitches and analyze off their mistakes. I can teach you how to get that big, aggressive, secondary, primary lead to force that pitcher to have that same body language every time. Because when there's a guy that's a base stealer that's a threat, it takes so much pressure. It puts so much pressure on that pitcher because now he squeezes the ball. He throws, don't throw the good sinkers and sliders, you know, that are necessary to be consistent enough. But you have to have that body language and consistency for that guy that want to get out there and compete. It's about competing day in and day out. And all the guys you think back, that was great base stealers. You look at Ricky Henderson, Tim Raines, Lou Brock, Jackie Robinson, myself, Willie McGee. We was all football players, so you had those instincts. You didn't want to get hit on the football field. You was a Tony Gwynn, you know. He was a great basketball player, so he had the instincts, and he was focused. You know, he was daring. He was adventurous. He was anticipation. You know, so those are the things that you need to have that consistency as a great base dealer.
Now, why not bring you in to a Major League Baseball team as a coach or a manager right now, and you work with four or five guys in the big leagues, and those teams that aren't willing to go out there and spend the money on exit velo and spend the money on launch angle and roll out three or four guys that can just run like the wind, like Kansas City promised us last year, but I don't know. I mean, they ran a couple of guys there, Mondesi and Merrifield. But why not bring in Vince Coleman to make that happen? And in our fantasy world, we know right away they bring you in, we know where we're getting our steals.
Well, I'm available. I'm definitely available. I mean, you know, but you got to have that guy that multiple talented kid that wants to go out every day in and day out. You know, you don't have to be fast to be a great base runner. You got to be smart, alert, focused, and concentration and anticipation. As I said earlier, guys that go from first to third, go when balls in the dirt, score from second on base hit, win more championships. A guy that steals bases put that extra dimension into the offense that a lot of teams doesn't possess right now because you don't have that gritty, that hungry, that guy wanting to take it to the next level, to take that risk and chances. I think this day and age, the teams are being made up with it. They don't really weigh too much on the base stealing standpoint to say that that's going to manufacture runs. It's more of the war, the wins above replacements. When you make outs on bases, it's a discredited to your offense now. We don't want to take that risk. So you need to have an organization that is willing to take that risk, knowing that it's going to surpass the outcome of saying that it's a lot of reward at the end of the day of the rainbow. I was just blessed and fortunate to be in an era and blessed with the St. Louis Cardinals and being blessed with Whitey Herzog that built this team around speed. And I think that was God always had a plan, always had his hands in my plans and always put me in the right place at the right time. And if it hadn't been for Whitey Herzog having patience with me, being as a young kid, egotistical kid, being this mischievous kid, you know, that willing to go out there and set the tone and the table. And I think I was an inspiration to a lot of my teammates because they saw no fear in me. And Willie McGee was a guy that kind of saw me day in and day out, knowing that I could push the envelope with him. Then you had Ozzie and you had Tommy Hurd, you had Terry Pendleton, you know, the list go on and on. So it was no accident that we went out in 1985 and stole 350 bases, and because we had a chemistry, you know, that we had a game plan. We came in every day. We dissected the pitcher. We knew what teams we could run on versus we couldn't run on because if a guy started sidestepping, we always had the body language as though we was going to run, but yet still, if we knew that we was going to be, we can defuse the slide step because now the catcher's back there putting the one down, and now Willie McGee hit 350. Ozzy became a 300 hitter because he's getting a lot more fastballs, and so Tommy Herr hit 300 with 118 RBIs with 8 home runs. You know, so Jack Clark was our only power hitter. He didn't need no help. You know, he could hit anything out of the ballpark, to right, to left field. So we just had a whole chemistry of how we manufactured runs. But the biggest thing, you had that catalyst at the top of the lineup by setting the tone by that base stealing threat.
We're here with Vince Coleman, one of the best base stealers in Major League Baseball history, Rookie of the Year. How do you see the game now, Vince, when you look around? And I know that you're here at the winter meetings, and the game is certainly changing a lot. The money is getting a lot bigger, certainly for some of these players, man, too. And, boy, you, what would they have paid you now?
I was born too soon. And to see Strasburg go out and sign a $240 million contract, wow, if I'd have had 1 year when they was stole 100 bases and I did it 3 years in a row, man, wow, I could have demanded the market. It's just a different era doing day and time. I mean, you know, the game is more based on, you know, pitching and defense and power hitting, you know. So it's not based around speed this day and age. So to me, the game is pretty boring. It's not as exciting. It's not as electric. You know, how many guys that I would pay to go see a game? You know, I see Mike Trout. You know, Mike Trout is a complete ball player, you know. The best player I seen that with my own eyes was Barry Bonds. I mean, you know, he could completely do everything, you know, hit home runs, steal bases. So those are the type of excitements that I like to see that when I come to a ball game. Do we see that on a consistent basis at every team? Because back in the day, every team had a catalyst at their lineup. You know, you had Otis Nixon, you had Kenny Lofton, you had Vince Coleman, you had Tim Raines, you had Ricky Henderson, you know, so you had someone at that team that was exciting, that gonna jump start. You knew that if they got on base, they was going to attempt to steal a base. And that's what makes it much more fun, appealing to the fans.
I wonder if that can change. I wonder if the game could get back to that with a couple of guys who could do it. The game today, I don't know if you watch them, but like Trey Turner on the Washington Nationals is someone that potentially could steal a lot of bases. Mondesi in Kansas City is another one. Do you think that this trend just kind of continues, Vince, where the analytics are heavily involved? Which, hey, look, for the right reasons, Houston, the Cubs, and the Dodgers, analytical-based teams have won a lot. Do you see anything changing anytime soon, or are we just safe saying 100 steals for Vince Coleman? We ain't going to see that ever again.
Well, I love when someone is challenging and breaking my record, then my name is in the paper. You know, I love that. But someone asked the question, how come there's a lack of minorities in the game of baseball right now? And then I say, well, if you go back to all the major cities of Chicago and St. Louis or Jacksonville, Florida, where I grew up at, or you go over to St. Louis and you go into the Boys and Girls Club or the YMCAs, and you see baseball is not even an option there. They're not even being offered there. You go to the parks where we all grew up at, it's not even baseball oriented, but they are offering football, they are offering basketball right now. So they're looking at at that young age, is that, you know, this is instant success. You know, you go straight to the pros. They don't have time to say, okay, go into the minor league. Now, Major League Baseball has come in and brought these youth academies, and they're being all inserted into Kansas City and Memphis and L.A. and Houston, which are good, but they're controlled by the club teams. And the club teams are being these travel balls. And, you know, for the minorities, they can't really afford to go and pay $5,000 to $10,000 a year to travel around. So it's not fortunate, but for the minorities, you know, that's where I wouldn't say the better athletes, but the more skill set guys, that when you see that Ricky Henderson, Tim Raines, Willie Wilson, Otis Nixon, and you know, those guys of that era going straight to the football field or playing wide receiver. I would love to see a lot of skill set guys that go to college and play multiple sports, and then let that make their choice, because we all played baseball as kids, you know, since you was 9-10 years old. These guys don't get that opportunity to play at that level. So now you see the majority of them going straight into football, and well, it's basketball, and being omitted to play baseball at their young age. So it's a burning desire that we had ever since we was, you know, 10 years old, that kind of like, And that's why I choose Florida A&M to go play there, because they were the school that allowed me to play both sports in college. You know, so I continued that, had that fire, that desire when I left college that I just need to play more consistently, and I didn't get drafted into the 10th round, which I was kind of upset because they say my skill that playing against my competition was against guys from Stanford or USC or Notre Dame, but I played with a chip on my shoulder. I was destined to prove you wrong, that I'm just as good as those guys, and I'm proving wrong.
Well, you did it, and the band does it every year. And,
I
went to University of Florida, so I live in Hollywood. I see you in Jupiter when you go to the Roger Dean.
Right.
Okay, so let's end with this. Make that fantasy football decision for me this week.
Okay.
Tom Brady against the Bengals, or I got to go with Winston against the Lions this week. Make that. Vince Coleman's making a fantasy decision with me.
Well, Tom Brady, you can never go against Tom Brady. I mean, Tom Brady's history speaks for itself. But for the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've been watching them. The offense is not clicking. You know, he don't have that separated, that guy on that wide receiver spot that it can separate and gain distance, that he can go deep, you know, long ball. Only guy he has right now is Edelman, where he can get open, you know, from time to time, give him 5 and 10 yards. But he need Gronk, Gronkowski out there, man. He need Gronk, need to come back. So if I got the pick right now, you know, Winston has a lot, tons of interceptions, but he go 400 yards every week. So if you're a fantasy league guy, I got to go with the guy that's going to give me 400 yards right now. So I got to go with Jameis Winston.
All
and
right.
He's a Florida boy. You know, it's Florida State.
Florida State, but I'm a Gator. I don't like that. All right, there it is. Vince Coleman with us, and we'll be right back.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Down the line. This ball ends it.
Now, back to Fantasy Sports Today, live at the Baseball Winter Meetings in San Diego, California. Here are your hosts, Craig Mish and Bernie Pleskoff.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. And we're happy to have Vince Coleman here on the show, former Rookie of the Year. Of course, great with the St. Louis Cardinals, New York Mets. The game today, I don't know if you watch them, but like Trey Turner on the Washington Nationals is someone that potentially could steal a lot of bases. Mondesi in Kansas City is another one. Do you think that this trend just kind of continues, Vince, where the analytics are heavily involved? Which, hey, look, for the right reasons, Houston, the Cubs, and the Dodgers, analytical-based teams have won a lot. Do you see anything changing anytime soon, or are we just safe saying 100 steals for Vince Coleman? We ain't going to see that ever again.
Well, I love when someone is challenging and breaking my record, then my name is in the paper. You know, I love that. But someone asked the question, how come there's a lack of minorities in the game of baseball right now? And then I say, well, if you go back to all the major cities of Chicago and St. Louis or Jacksonville, Florida, where I grew up at, or you go over to St. Louis and you go into the Boys and Girls Club or the YMCAs and you see is baseball is not even an option there. They're not even being offered there. And you go to the parks where we all grew up at, it's not even baseball oriented, but they are from football, they are from basketball right now. So they're looking at it at that young age is that, you know, this is instant success. You know, you straight go straight to the pros. They don't have time to say, okay, go into the minor league. Now, Major League Baseball has come in and brought these youth academies, and they're being all inserted into Kansas City and Memphis and L.A. and Houston, which are good, but they're controlled by the club teams. And the club teams are being these travel balls. And, you know, for the minorities, they can't really afford to go and pay $5,000 to $10,000 a year to travel around. So it's not fortunate, but for the minorities, you know, that's where the, I wouldn't say the better athletes, but the more skill set guys that when you see that Ricky Henderson, Tim Raines, Willie Wilson, Otis Nixon, and you know, those guys of that era going straight to the football field are playing wide receiver. I would love to see a lot of skill set guys that go to college and play multiple sports and then let that make their choice, because we all played baseball as kids, you know.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.